Welcome to the Blessed Sacrament Homilies Podcast, where our mission is to help everyone recognize and experience the presence of God. We hope you are nourished and encouraged by the Word. Thank you for joining us.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
At that time, Jesus revealed himself again to his disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. He revealed himself in this way. Together with Simon Peter, Thomas, called Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, Zebedee's sons, and two other of his disciples. Simon Peter said to them, "I am going fishing." They said to him, "We also will come with you." So they went out and got into the boat. But that night they caught nothing. When it was already dawn, Jesus was standing on the shore, but the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, "Children, have you caught anything to eat?" They answered him, "No." So he said to them, "Cast the net over the right side of the boat, and you will find something." So they cast it and were not able to pull it in, because of the number of fish. So the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he tucked in his garment, for he was lightly clad, and jumped into the sea. The other disciples came in the boat, for they were not far from shore, only about 100 yards, dragging the net with the fish. When they climbed out on shore, they saw a charcoal fire with fish and bread on it. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish you just caught." So Simon Peter went over and dragged the net ashore, full of 153 large fish. Even though there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come, have breakfast." And none of the disciples dared to ask him, "Who are you?" Because they realized it was the Lord. Jesus came over and took the bread and gave it to them, and in a like manner, the fish. This was now the third time Jesus was revealed to his disciples after being raised from the dead. When they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" Simon Peter answered him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs." He then said to Simon Peter a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Simon Peter answered him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Tend my sheep." Jesus said to him a third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was distressed that Jesus had said to him a third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep." "Amen, amen, I say to you, when you were younger, you used to dress yourself and go where you wanted. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go." He said this to signify by what kind of death he would glorify God. And when he had said this, he said to him, "Follow me." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Have you ever been pushed by anyone? I don't mean a literal shove, but I mean pushed to do something you were reluctant to do, to be stretched in ways perhaps you're not comfortable. Parents often do that as they try to get their children to develop and grow and use their gifts to their best potential. By and large, that's what the job of a teacher is to give us that slight push to learn and to develop and to live. Sometimes it's a best friend, someone who knows us perhaps better than we know ourselves and knows what we're capable of and encourages and cajoles and pressures to get us to do something we're reluctant to do. Well, Jesus was a pusher as well. He strove to push us to do all that we need to do to make his presence known in the world. And if you look at the disciples, as they followed Jesus right up to his passion, they were beginning to understand. It took them a while, but things started to get clearer and clearer. And then as he went to his passion, all of a sudden, fears started to develop, doubts started to happen, and they got a little bit off track. And his appearances to them after he rose from the dead were all meant to get their hearts and minds prepared to be his presence in the world and to make his presence known to other people. But they were still a tad slow to catch on. From Thomas, who said, "I won't believe until I touch the nail marks in his hand and put my hand into his side," to Peter, who could have the Lord risen before him and fail to recognize him, to the disciples on the road to Emmaus that could walk and listen to him but not quite catch on. And here in this third appearance to his disciples, as he teaches them what their ministry was going to be about, gathering others into the net we call the church, the Christian community, they were still a bit slow. So he looks at Peter and he says, "Peter, do you love me unconditionally?" And of course, Peter replies back, "You know everything, Lord. You know that I'm your good friend." It wasn't good enough. So Jesus asked him again, "Come on, Peter, do you love me unconditionally?" And I'm sure Peter was starting to sweat a little bit, and he wasn't sure, but he couldn't commit. And he said, "Lord, you know I'm your good friend. Come on." So Jesus turns the tables on him a little bit because Peter was slow to learn. And he said, "Peter, are you really my best friend? Are you my good friend?" And all of a sudden, it happened. His heart was open. And he said, "Lord, I love you unconditionally." And in the midst of that pushing, Jesus also told him how to do it. "Feed my lambs. Reach out to those around you and make my presence known by the generosity and love that you show them." Well, these same questions he pushes us with as well. "Do you love me?" And most of us will always answer, "You bet, I love you." But it gets stuck up here in our heads. It's a theory. But he keeps asking the question. And it's only in tangible, real ways when we love his people, when we love one another. That's what he's calling each one of us to do. So imagine him asking you that question. "Do you love me unconditionally? And if you do, feed my lamb."